Nehemiah chapter 2. A truly successful life is a life full of friends. So it helps if people like to be around you. If you suspect they don't, think about the strength with which you exhibit nice qualities, such as listening well, being trustworthy, kind, generous, compassionate, funny, positive, and selfless. The good news is that you can learn such qualities even if they are not natural to you. We do not know if Nehemiah was a person who naturally had a very good attitude in his work, or if he developed an unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit as part of his work experience. But the king had never seen him sad, but his sadness would soon give way to enthusiasm. The drastic change happened because, as Nehemiah comments in his memoirs, the king granted these requests, for God was being gracious to me. Verse 8. The king's reaction was extremely generous, not only to give him time off to go and rebuild the walls, but he also gave him the economic resources to carry it out. Nehemiah was found worthy of the king's favor. Not only was he a cheerful man, but he was also an undoubtedly reliable man. Integrity precedes trustworthiness. And as someone said, forgiveness is the highest degree of trust in a better man. When we forgive, we are trusting that the given person will change. Well, God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were of no use to him whatsoever. Romans 5:7.